What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello.
Oh.
Abby's doing gymnastics to get back to her chair. An update on our current setup as Abby shakes her head disapprovingly. Chuck got us a couch. Oh. Unfortunately, everything else is still an absolute cluster F. And I'm just going to let you guys know, you're probably going to hear us move the mics around a lot.
Like because, right now, sorry.
Because that's all we have. That's all we can do. But you know what? We're here. Chuck is somewhere in the building, supposedly, but I guess he's in a meeting. We don't know, but here we go.
Coming to you from the Glass House Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, this is Talk to Chuck. Now here's your host, Chuck Wicks.
Oh, that's a lie.
Oh, chuckles. Is it this one, Abby? Is this one go down?
No, the... Yeah.
Oh, look at me.
Hey,
maybe I should just sit
job.
In Chuck's chair and call it a day and be like, hey, bud, you weren't here.
Yeah.
And just went for it.
This is so bad. Should we just start it over? Okay. Just kidding.
Should we?
Care. No.
Okay.
Why not let people experience the cluster F that we deal with?
Yeah, this is, we're trying, guys. We got taken out of Sean Silva's studio because this was going to be a good idea. But you know what? I don't know if it's a good idea anymore. Anyways, so like I said, Chuck is in the building somewhere. We are at the Woolworth Theater waiting for him. He said he was ready as soon as 11 a.m. when he texted us. It is now 12:38 and Charles is nowhere to be found. So we decided to start without him because Abby has things to do today and so do I. And eventually he will hopefully join us. If not, he's just going to miss his podcast. I'm going to be Love Country Talk to Sammy and Abby again.
Again.
We haven't had one of these since like last summer, though, so we were due. But
Ten minutes ago, he's like finishing up a meeting.
Yeah. What meeting? And he's Bangladesh? He's like, in the same building as us.
He goes to meetings all the time, just like a random meeting.
What is a meeting? I bet you a meeting is this poop session. He's probably pooping. That's probably what's taking him so long.
Oh my gosh, you're right. He is on the phone right now. He's probably like posting from Instagram as we speak.
He's probably posting some sort of Valentine's Day reel for Cassie while he's pooping instead of being here with us. But you know what? It doesn't matter, Abby, because today you are the star of the show. So we don't even need him because you, my friend, had a phenomenal, killer, absolutely electrifying, beautiful, I don't even know what other words I can use to describe it, performance of the national anthem at the Nashville Predators game last night.
Oh, thank you.
It was awesome. I gotta say, I was nervous.
Like, for me?
Yes. Like, I don't know if I was like nervous for you, but I just was like, wow, I really want this to go well. I want to be able to look you in the eyes and be honest and be like, oh my God, it was so good. Like,
right.
You know, be like, oh, it wasn't that bad. Like, I, you know, I didn't want that situation.
That's like my worst fear.
Yeah.
And I've been saying to everybody, I'm like, tell me the truth. I want to hear the truth.
Oh,
like,
girl,
I know it wasn't perfect.
No. I will tell you the truth. And it was fucking awesome.
Yay.
First of all, you looked great. Your hair, your makeup, everything. You looked great. You look good in yellow, by the way.
I never wear yellow.
You never wear yellow.
I kinda like this.
Yeah, you looked good in the yellow jersey. You know, you came on up and then knocked it out of the park. And then my favorite part of it was at the end when they just like, you know, they keep the camera on you and you did your little like Abby wiggle. And
what was that?
It was your nervous jig. You were just like, hey, I did the anthem and like, it's over now. So I'm going to go celebrate. But it was like the most pure Abby moment. You made the same like face that you do when you get excited and just like a little shimmy.
Oh Lord. I was like, I don't know what to do with my hands right now. What do I do? Because it's over. They're clapping, but the camera's still on me.
I know. Does it feel like a treadmill minute though, when they have the camera on you and you're like done singing? Because I feel like that moment probably felt like 10 minutes, but really it was only like 2 seconds.
It did. I was like, do I look in the camera? Do I look at the Jumbotron? Do I look at the players?
You did
the
color guard? You did all of it. I feel like you did it all. And then the little shimmy shake and like, I don't know. How do you feel? What's your recap? You give us the play-by-play.
I feel like it went well. Mm-hmm. I really do. Like, I was, and I tried not to be nervous because I psych myself out and then you can hear it in my voice, you know? And I was like, just sing, you know, like, I mean, Chris Stapleton just had to sing. Lisa, I was like, at least it's not the national anthem at the Super Bowl. Like, that's stress. So I was like, I can do this.
Good.
That's what I was thinking.
I think that's insanely weird self-talk, but it worked for you.
So is that weird?
Like, at least I'm not Chris Stapleton. Yeah, that's weird self-talk, Abby, but I get what you're saying. I can draw a conclusion. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
No, it was. I was like, okay, imagine how Chris Stapleton was feeling. Like, this is nothing. You got this. So
did you have to, I mean, like, tell us what happened. So I don't know what it's like to sing the national anthem at the Preds game. What time do you have to be there? Did you have a warm up? Was your voice coach there? Were they nice? Did they give you room temperature water so you could have your, did you shoot a shot of whiskey before so you could see the vocal cords?
I did not. I was like, I better not do this. I get carried away sometimes. So it's like
3 shots later, I was like, okay.
Exactly. I was like, I don't need a blackout during this. So. Oh my gosh. No, but I got there like 4:30 to do a sound check and no one was there. They were cleaning the glass and the Zamboni was on there, sure. You know, getting the ice ready. So then I just sang it in front of, I guess, just my contact that was helping me with everything. And then I got to leave. I drove home, which was such a bad idea because this was rush hour, right?
I was just going to say that sounds like a recipe for disaster with Nashville traffic, but okay.
But I wanted to get home and like do my makeup and stuff. And so I literally had like 20 minutes at home to change. And that jersey, when you put it on, it's gigantic. Like it's like made for a player. Uh-huh. And it like went to my knees. So I was like, do I make a dress out of it? What do I do? But I just tied it up.
No, yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I saw your legs. But yes. Then again, I was like, wait, am I imagining that? Because you were not wearing it as a dress. You had pants on.
Yeah, it did not look right. I was like, this looks so stupid as a dress. So I just tied it up and it was fine. Then I came back at 6:30 and had to sing at like 7:04.
Yeah, I was nervous because I did not know what time the national anthem was. Like all of a sudden, every single hockey game I ever been to just went out my ear and I could not think of like, wait, do they sing the national anthem way before? Is it after? Yeah. Is it this? Do you know how many hockey games I've been to in my life? Like legitimately over 500.
Wait, that's true.
And all of a sudden I like couldn't remember what the national anthem was because I was nervous for you. I was like, oh my God, all I know is that I cannot miss this. So I actually went across the street to the Assembly Food Hall at 5:30.
You did?
To eat dinner. Yeah, I was like, I'm going at 5:30. I had a poke bowl, got a drink, sat and walked over at like 6:15, 6:30-ish because I was like, holy shit, what if she sings at 6:45? And it's like 15 minutes before. What if it's before the Zambonis? No, girl, I'm not going to try and like get in your head when you got enough going on because you also had literally almost the entire morning show was there to support you, correct?
Yes. No, yeah. They all were. And I was like, that was so nice. I didn't think, it's hard to get everybody out. They all have families, so we don't go out.
Yeah, but this is a special like thing. This is a special occasion. I don't want to say it's once in a lifetime because I do think that you killed it so they would like ask you back. Mm-hmm. But to kind of remind everybody, the national anthem is obviously an important part of every sporting event, but like we live in Nashville, which is Music City. Do you know how many people are qualified to sing the national anthem? And you got chosen. Like that's a big deal.
I know. That's really cool. No, I try not to think about that either. I'm like, don't think that you're in Nashville and that Carrie Underwood has done this.
In the exact same place as so many of my idols.
Right. I'm like, oh, but yeah, it was awesome. Oh, but another thing that I was worrying about the whole day is it's like 2 and we're getting messages from Talk to Chuck listeners.
Oh gosh.
That are like, we can't hear Mark Wills.
Oh, yes, I did. I got a message that too. I feel like I sent it to you, but,
yes.
Yeah. What happened? What did
so
we do?
I got it fixed.
Oh, okay.
It's if you're listening in your headphones, you couldn't hear him.
Oh, weird.
Yes. It's very weird. It had to do with like, it's the whole behind
technology.
The scenes,
yes. Just technology thing,
where I had to like merge them.
Oh,
into
okay.
like one deal. So like I could hear it on my phone, but when you had headphones on, it was taking that part of the audio out.
Oh, weird.
So like he wasn't in, it was very strange. So I fixed that. I was almost late to my my sound check to fix that.
Shut
I'm
up.
Not even kidding. So I was like, I can't have this up.
Yeah.
We look so stupid. Well, so hopefully it's fixed now. I haven't heard anything else.
Okay. No, I haven't gotten any more messages either. Some girl was really nice. She sent me, she's like, no hate. I love the show, but I can't hear Mark Wills. And then when I would turn up the volume, you guys would speak and it would like blow out my ears.
Oh
and
my
I'm
gosh,
like, oh
yeah.
shit, that's not good.
I knew it because we connected with Bluetooth and I knew that was something because they were on like 2 tracks.
We've never done Bluetooth before. That was our first Bluetoother. So, you know,
there's
going to be a learning curve.
Yeah. Like all of ours were on 1 track and then the Bluetooth was on 1 track. And so
got
the headphones weren't picking his up, if that makes sense. So that was that. That was a little...
Okay, well, hopefully people have either not listened in headphones or they've gone back and listened to the updated version that you did for us.
Yeah.
It was only a couple hours that it was out before you had to fix it.
Right. Only like 12 hours, so it's fine.
Only like 12 hours.
I put it up at midnight, but...
It's fine.
It's
hey,
okay.
Hey, listen, you live and learn. They,
That's
I mean,
true.
If they've been following us along this long, they know that we are a shit show because... They listened to the beginning of this podcast when we were doing gymnastics through these cords to try and sit down and not knock the mics around. And by the way, what are we in? 10 minutes in and Chuck's still not here?
He's like, do you have audio of you singing? Yes, Chuck, I do. We're waiting to play it.
No, you know what? Play it. Who cares? He'll miss. He was there live. If he's not going to show
okay,
up to
wait,
his own
was
show.
Was he really there?
Yes, he was
really
there.
We got to confirm this because we were in our text group.
No. He was really there. I got him tickets. He sat right next to me.
That's
so
nice.
We have a video of us rocking out when all the lights were flickering and the Fang's eyes were flickering before you walked out that little vom.
Yeah.
Yeah, after the Zambonis. Like, no, he was there. So to his defense, I will defend him because I feel like we spend the majority of the time ripping on him.
Yes.
He did rush. Cassie was under the weather. So it was supposed to be Cassie, Chuck, myself, and I brought my friend Carmen.
Uh-huh.
Cassie was under the weather. She was trying to pull through and she's just like, I can't do this. I'm exhausted. So we were going to have Avery come. Avery couldn't make it because school and she's a kid and she's got a million other things going on. So Chuck just said, screw it. I'm coming by myself. So he drove down, parked at the theater, walked down, got a drink. Probably stayed with like the first period. He's dipped out before the first intermission. Which actually worked out kind of funny because then we transferred a ticket and Carmen's boyfriend got to come join us. So it was the 3 of us in section 108, just absolutely popping off. And they had never been to a hockey game before.
Really?
So I enjoy going to hockey games with like first timers. Not that I'm a professional by any stretch of the imagination, but oh my goodness. Look who it is.
There he is. Oh,
Mr.
Yeah,
Chuck Wicks. Thank you for joining us.
We're actually talking like really good about you right now.
Yeah, we were actually pumping you up because Abby was a little nervy that maybe you weren't actually present at the hockey game last night since you did come in, swoop, and then dip out before the first intermission. But I said you were there. You were sitting right next to me.
Super there.
I was super there.
And you, let me tell Abby, first of all, we were like your parents or something in the corner. We're super nervous. We're like, okay, here she
I'm
comes.
I'm like, she's got it. She just can't start too high. She just can't start too high. That's what he's saying. And then as soon as you open your eyes, you're like, oh, I was like, she's good.
She's got it.
My hands were sweating.
Oh my, you're probably more nervous than me.
Well, I took that video of you and my hand was like,
I need to watch it. I have a lot of videos I still haven't watched. So
the cutest was Sammy was like, oh, there she is. I'm like, where?
Yeah.
And they're like, in the corner. I'm like, oh my God.
We were literally your parents.
That's so
I was like,
cute.
There she is. Oh my gosh. You're just like standing there in your little, not your little yellow jersey, your big ass yellow jersey.
But I had it tied up.
We were just about to play the audio of her singing.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Before we do that, you looked fantastic.
Thank you.
You looked phenomenal.
I don't know what. What happened? I'm like, I said I'm you looked good in
yellow.
Day.
Like, I didn't realize that you look so good in yellow.
I'm surprised. And I mean, did you leave with a hockey boy's phone number? I mean, I'm pretty sure that.
A hockey boy's phone number.
I mean, I'm.
You sound like a dad right now. Jesus.
You know what's hilarious? Like, one of them, someone told me, they're like, oh, he's single glass. And he was born in 99.
No, he's born in 2001.
Oh.
I looked him up.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, then I gave up.
His headshot came on the Jumbotron. I was like, this. Boy,
2001
has not hit puberty. Like, how was he playing a professional sport?
22?
Yeah, that's 21, 22 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Depending on, damn. Well, 22,
that's
I don't
10
know.
Years younger than me.
All right, hey, but you slayed it. Abs. You slayed it. All right, we're going to play the whole thing. And didn't I say this? I'm like, this is why we were super nervous for you. Mm-hmm. More than normal nervous. Because you are the person that sang the national anthem the day after Chris Stapleton crushes his national anthem.
Yeah, that's what I told her, yeah.
It's like, because so everybody in their mind are like, they had, that's the last, probably the last national anthem that they heard in that stadium, and then they hear you. So it's like, ooh.
No pressure.
No pressure.
I know. I was like, really? Thank you, Chris.
All right, can we, all right, do you have audio of it? What button
yes.
am I hitting?
Yes,
that's good.
It's the Bluetooth.
Oh, okay.
Okay, ready?
Okay, you're playing the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
I hope it sounds as good on here as it does. Because, you know, there's like a.
I know. It's.
Echo.
Abby, you're going to sound good. Just play it. Stop overthinking it.
Here we go.
And now it's time to welcome tonight's forward.
Yeah, turn it up. Turn it up.
He is senior airman Joseph Kudrat. Presenting tonight's colors are members of the Stewart's Creek High School Junior ROTC. And now, sing along with Abby Anderson as we honor the United States with a singing of the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets regular, the bombs bursting. Gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land?
That little wiggle, that's the one I was talking about. First of all, that's a badass video. Did they give you that?
Yeah, they sent it to me.
That's very nicely done.
It was on TV.
Oh, shit.
I recorded it. And this is what they sent me. But this same thing was on TV, which is crazy.
Okay, Abby.
Yeah.
Abby, you're so famous. Look
fantastic,
at you.
Fantastic
job. I'm so proud of you. Oh, good job.
Fantastic job.
I feel like when we just watched this back, you were like more nervous than when you were actually. Like, you just looked at me before we started like... Okay, Abby, it's a recording. You already did it. You
I
made
feel like
it.
I can hear the nervousness in my voice in this one. Like, did you hear me like swallow?
I
did a nervous swallow. I was like,
okay, but also like, you know, not to sound mean, but like you aren't Carrie Underwood, so it's okay to be nervous in a situation like that. Like you're not used to doing that every single night.
Yes.
So maybe don't be so hard on yourself, because I would have shit myself and started crying and ran out. I'm like, I can't do this.
It doesn't matter who you are. Singing the national anthem in an arena, in any setting, really, is super nerve-wracking, no matter how many times
it's a very difficult song to sing.
Yes.
It's not easy, and so, good for you. You should be proud. That's an awesome resume builder for you.
Woo! I know, I was like, I want to do it again. Hey, if you need somebody, I'll do it again.
I think you should.
We both said, we're like, man, thank God, because if you would have messed it up, you would have been like, I'm never singing this again.
Yes, and I would have felt so bad, because I mean... I think we're all like our harshest critic, but I just feel like you would have been like so sad. And then I would have been sad that you were sad. And then, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh.
All right. How do you feel about it? Do you feel good? Everybody loved it. On this end, everybody loved it.
I do feel good because they took like a big chance on me to even ask me since I've never done it. Mm-hmm. And so I think they were kind of doing it just like, I don't know, as like a favor or for the show or whatever.
To Bobby Bone Show?
I mean, because he, like Ray came to him with the idea to give it to me as my Christmas present.
Oh.
And like Nash came in, handed me a jersey and everything. And Wayne D, who works, he does the hype. He's like the hype guy.
Yeah. He's the in arena host.
Yes.
Sorry, yeah. That was really hard for me to say.
So he was the one that kind of turned in my like audition tape. And they were like, okay, we'll see how this goes.
Great.
And luckily they were happy. So that makes me happy. But yeah. I think it went well. Better than I thought.
I was very proud. Very proud friend.
Hell yeah. I was screaming my face off in section 108. I was like, I know her.
Oh my gosh. People were so nice. Like walking by. Yeah. Like they're like, good job. I was like,
Well, you gotta have some balls to do that. Like that's a lot of people.
Now, did I hear this correctly? I actually heard this on the Bobby Bone Show and it blew me away. Is this true that Whitney Houston, one of the best all time national anthems ever at the Super Bowl, it was lip synced? Is that true? Were you not there at the show?
Well, I answer phones, so I don't always hear everything they say. But really? Was it?
Yes. I guess I'm one of the Bobby believers. Anything Bobby says is true.
How are you supposed to like verify that?
I think, Google it right now. Did Whitney Houston.
If it's on the internet, it's true, you know?
Exactly. 100%. The first thing.
I mean, the internet says I'm worth $2 million.
I wonder how much the internet says I'm worth.
I'm not.
They probably are like, who? Did you mean Samantha, someone else? Yes. Yes, we did.
So that blew me away. Do you think Chris Stapleton ranks up in the top three?
I think Chris Stapleton is definitely, obviously he sounded phenomenal, but what I loved is that it was different.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's done it like that.
Blues. It was blues.
Yeah. And it was way more, I don't know.
It's true. Sorry. No. It is true. Like, her musical director confirmed it in 2012.
That's crazy.
That while she had sung the anthem live, the audience had heard a pre-recorded version of the song. That's crazy. Mm. I missed that part on the show.
I mean,
she did a great job like doing basically a live music video.
Fun fact, that particular Whitney Houston,
man, my God,
version of the national anthem. Whenever I host any sort of like drinking Olympics or any sort of big drinking game, I make everybody stand up and put their hand over their heart and we play the Whitney Houston version of the national anthem before we let the games begin. So
that's amazing.
I'm very familiar with that version. Maybe I'll have to swap it out for the Abby Anderson version though, because I will. Like
swap
I will make,
it out. Let's
I make
go.
Everybody stand up and pledge allegiance before we start drinking. I just feel like it's the only, I'm just a very American girl. What can I say? I'm not joking. I do that. Like literally even at Christmas, we have like a big drinking game on the day on the 23rd and I make everybody listen to the national anthem before we start.
This is amazing.
I love the American pride.
I love it. It just reminds me of like when I was actually athletic and the national anthem was when I would always be the most nervous because it's really like, you know, before all of it starts. I don't know. I feel like it's your last like deep calm breath.
Yeah.
And so, you know, now I just apply that to different adventures in my life. They're just less athletic and more booze filled.
Oh my God. Just translated over.
Just gets me in the zone to win all the games.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
So we're recording this podcast on Valentine's Day. And, you know, ladies, is there any loves in your life?
Or? Before we get to love,
what?
I'm sorry, I have ADD, squirrel. Where were you for the first 20 minutes of this podcast?
I'm going to have to leave in 2 minutes.
No, you don't. You said 1:30, hard out.
I did not. I said hard out.
She has to be there at 1:30.
Oh, come on, Abby.
You're the one that was late.
Look.
I was here all morning.
You guys can continue.
I had a. Okay, let's talk about this real quick.
Okay, really quick.
Let's talk
about. Were you pooping? Tell me.
No, 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 I wasn't.
Oh, I thought for sure you were pooping and texting us like, I'll be right there. I'm in
a
meeting.
No, I was stuck in traffic. I went to Nordstrom.
No, you've been back for an hour.
You said you were in a meeting. You liar.
I was in a meeting.
Oh, Jesus.
But okay. I was stuck in traffic.
Anyways, it doesn't matter.
I was
You're
on
a liar.
Phone.
You went to Nordstrom.
I
was on,
no, I had to because I'm hosting the Grand Ole Opry tonight.
You are.
So I have to be there at 3.
Okay.
For like some, you know, pre-tape stuff.
Sure.
And then we do live. It's Lainey Wilson, your favorite.
Oh.
Love.
Scotty McCreary, Chase Rice, and I thought Gary LeVox was on it, but I think he's on the earlier one. Anyway.
Good so for I'm you. Wow, look at us. Back-to-back nights of you guys doing really badass things. Congratulations.
Doing cool stuff. And you take off on a bus tomorrow?
Yeah, how glamorous is that?
That's great. Old Dominion. Awesome. I'll just, whenever you guys want to bring it up, what you're sitting on, just whenever.
Oh, we already talked about it. You missed it because you were, again, late to your own show. But that's besides the point. We said, at the beginning, we were doing a little bit of gymnastics and there was cords moving everywhere. And I apologize. I said, you guys are going to hear the mics move because we're sitting on a couch. And although that is a baby step in the right direction, there is still no setup here.
I love the couch.
Yes.
Love it.
Baby steps. But we're getting there.
I'm going to get some throw pillows. No.
Okay.
No, not
we need
pillows,
a table but. Before we need a throw pillow, Charles.
Yeah, can we have a table right
my
here?
My mic right now is resting on my lower belly roll.
You know? All right, you want a table?
Yeah, you know the tables that like come over?
Yeah,
yeah
like
you want one
that
of those?
Slide
yeah.
That just, meh, let's that'd do be it. Awesome. There's yes. That.
All right. I want to get some lamps in here. I don't like the lighting.
Overhead lighting is no go.
Oh, I got the lights downstairs for our podcast when we start filming it.
Okay.
I just didn't bring them up here.
Oh, sorry. We didn't know. We did talk about like, how are we going to transition this to the stage? Like that sounds like a long way away. It took us however many weeks just to get here. So maybe we need to adjust our realistic expectations. Anyway, Abby has to leave soon. So let's get back to Valentine's Day. What are you doing for Valentine's Day other than hosting the Grand Ole Opry?
Well, I'm going to go there at 3, do my little thing. And then at 5, we're going to go have some sushi at Virago. Mm. And then the girls are coming with me back to the Opry. And that's where we're spending our Valentine's Day. Tucker gave mom some roses this morning.
I saw that.
It was soup
really cute.
Ugh. Soup cute. And
soups.
And that's it. That's it.
Hey, that's a good little day for you.
I mean,
it's a good little family day. Am I okay? Can't
I don't
talk
know.
Today.
I want to drink at dinner, but I don't want to go to the Opry and host.
No, do not do that.
Yeah,
you start giggling on the Opry stage, you never recover.
Shit. I know, and it's timed because it's on TV. So you can watch the Opry. Let me ask you this, Abby.
Yes.
Should we put this out tomorrow? Should we put this episode out tomorrow?
And for
why?
For what reason? Now, okay.
No, just for...
Now we have to come back?
No.
I can't come back. Leaving. I'm leaving.
How
I'm
long?
Going to Rapid City.
I know, but when are you going? How long are you going?
Till Sunday. And then I'm back Monday, Tuesday, and then I'm gone for like 3 weeks.
Mm. All right, so I'll have to do some multiples next week then. All right, we'll release this one then like we normally
Let's
do.
Just stick to a schedule.
All right, you're right.
Why do we got
to... Yeah, he always has to like change things.
Well, we invite a flaming elephant. No, how about we just stick to the plan?
All right, I'm just saying in general, I'm starting to get excited about the podcast again.
Yes.
So and I feel you like... You want to release another one like 2 days later?
Well, I feel like...
We're getting there.
Getting to the back.
I love your energy.
We might get back to that two times.
Yes, we might. But let's just tackle the one time first. Like mess it up.
You're right.
Let's just make sure that we... And you know what? I do think the more I've been thinking about the CMA idea, the CMA Fest idea, I think that's a great goal for us to have, but I do not think it's a good idea for us to just go out there and rip off the Band-Aid the first time with CMA Fest. That would be an absolute clusterfuck and we would not go well.
Okay.
I just know us, you know?
All right. You're right.
So I want us to work hard and stick to the plan and be badasses and make everybody happy.
I like how we're talking through it.
So I love it. Love it. A lot of brainstorming.
I have to go, but you guys can stay.
Wait, before
the card?
You go.
What are we doing with the card?
Well, I can come get it another time.
I feel like we're talking to a superstar right now. I saw that face on the screen last night singing the national anthem.
Hey. Wait, before you go, what are your Valentine's Day plans? Where are you going right now? Why are you in such a hurry?
Why are you in a hurry?
An appointment.
You got a lunch?
An appointment with
a
boy?
No.
What, you got
a nail appointment. Is that it?
It's kind of close. No, not really. It's a thing. It's like an influencer, like Botox thing.
Oh, what? Fuck yeah. Can
yeah,
I go?
But I'm
not an influencer. I'm not an influencer.
Well, we're
going
to see how it goes.
Okay.
It's like for my TMJ, because my jaw is so messed up.
Oh, you don't want lockjaw on Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
that's why I'm like, call me now.
All right. Let's just end the podcast. I don't want
to. Oh, okay.
You can keep going.
I'm kidding.
You were
we'll
here
keep
for
going.
10 minutes.
Yeah, right. Keep going.
No, I mean, we can be done. I got things to do. So
oh,
I'm good.
Okay, so do I.
Can you give me a rating how I did last night, though? Like 1 to 10, honestly.
I thought she was going
to
say, can you give me a raise? I'm like, yeah, wait, me too.
An honest
sure,
opinion
a dollar.
Since you're a singer.
Like, yes.
1 to 10. 1 out of 10.
Okay, I give you, I would say, you want an honest rating?
Yeah.
For the national anthem. Like, so if Whitney Houston's a 10.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
right? Like, Whitney Houston's a 10.
Well, then I'm like a 2.
No. Whitney Houston, Chris Stapleton, to me, they're like the 10s,
perfect,
right?
Yeah.
Faith Hill, 10. I would give you a 7.
Okay. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I will take that.
I think, yeah, that sounds good to me. I'm not a singer, so I'm not going to vote on this. But like, yeah, man, I think you're great.
I would give you a 7. The other 3 is like, you can get some stylistic stuff in there.
Uh-huh.
You could get stronger on certain areas, like just more like emphasize on the note more. And besides that, and there's there's little spots where you're a little shaky, but that's,
I know,
that's ooh, nerves. So there's you fix those 3 things. You're a 10. You're a 10.
Let's go.
10 out of 10, baby.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, cool. See, have fun getting Botox. I'm super jealous. I'm like actually really jealous. I might cry.
Well, it's not the fun, good kind. It's my job.
Yeah, but it could just become that way, you know? I don't know. I was telling my mom, I was like, I think I'm going to gift myself for Valentine's Day a spa day. Even though it's expensive and I shouldn't spend the money on it, I feel like this tour has been aging me and I'm not trying to look haggard.
No, you don't want to.
I need a refresh.
No, you know? I think you get a discount though if you use like my code.
Oh, so we'll Abby, are
goes.
You my most famous
We're
friend?
See.
You are my most famous friend.
That's, you are.
This is the first time I've ever done this. So I'm like,
yeah, but you're like, you know, on TV, you're at the Preds game. Now you're getting like influencer Botox. Don't forget about me when you're big, okay?
Okay, stop. That's not going to happen.
I'll be here in the corner of this couch in my PJs.
Okay.
Rocking out.
I look forward to what you guys say after this. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, you're the best.
Thank you.
Don't forget your purse.
Yeah,
all right, take your ears off. Don't forget your headphones.
I'm going to get the card later.
All right, you're good. Put that on my stand. All right, turn. Which mic are you?
She's 1.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, just
hey,
kidding.
You're the best.
Okay, thank you guys.
Good luck with your TMJ.
Bye. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. I also like that you are dressed for Valentine's Day. You're really cute.
Even though I'm like anti-Valentine's Day.
Are you anti?
No, she's not. She just doesn't have anybody in her life right now.
She is not anti. She loves love. Don't even lie to me.
Oh, look, you're so cute today.
Thank you.
And last night, it's like you're back to back right now.
No, that was the cutest little shimmy.
Remember at the end, I was like,
yeah, it was awesome.
It's a very seriously. Abby, very Abby move.
All right, Abby, look, she doesn't want to leave.
She's afraid that we're going to mess it up.
She hates it. All right, so when we're done, I'm gonna push record and I'm gonna take the card out and I'll leave it right. No, I'll just leave the card in.
Yeah, just leave it.
Leave it in. Fuck it.
Bye.
And then there were 2 again.
Here we are. I've always wanted to have like a one-on-one with you.
That is intimidating, but okay.
No, I'm just saying like a...
Ask me your deepest, darkest secrets. Or what? I don't think I'm alive today.
Are you coming tonight to the whatchamacallit?
Can I come?
I put you on the list.
Well, I don't want to interrupt your family date night now, though, that you've like told me the details. I feel like that's rude.
I mean, I don't think it's rude.
I'm going to text Cassie and I'm going to check the temp. Blah, blah. Oh my God.
Check the temp.
I am going to check the temperature.
And then, I said check the temp. Yeah, check the temp.
I can't speak. Check and I've been awake all morning, which is even more embarrassing. But yeah, here
well,
I am.
On there. I got other people on there too, besides you.
Oh, okay, good. So it's not just like me and the fam?
No.
Okay, cool. Then that makes me feel better.
Got my buddy Ryan Klesko coming. He used to play for the Atlanta Braves.
Have I met him?
Maybe.
I don't know. I feel like that name sounds familiar, but it might just be because he's your friend.
Probably.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway. Yeah, I mean, I'll come. I got a couple workouts I'm going to today, and then I will mosey on over and support my pals.
Okay. I thought a 7 was a good score for her. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that, yeah. Well, joking. I do think that she, like, blew it out of the water, but like she was saying, she's like, I was so nervous. And I'm like, yeah, but you can't be so hard on yourself when you're, like I said, she doesn't do this every night. It was, like, out of her comfort zone. I think that that's just, like... You know how many people do not have the balls to do that are talented enough to do it, you know?
Oh, I get asked to sing the national anthem. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
I get scared immediately.
I feel like if someone asked me to sing the national anthem, there would be a national crisis.
Hey,
are you sure?
Speaking of national crisis.
Oh, God, what?
Ohio.
What?
And the big explosion with all the, my wife's freaking out about it.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Where it's like the stuff that makes PCP pipe and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah?
PCP. It's kind of crazy. It's like, I didn't think.
Are you trying to say PVC?
What did I say? PCP?
Yeah, that's Jesus. A drug. That PCP's a drug.
PVC pipe.
You know, I don't know if it's a smart decision to make as a full-grown adult, but I have really... in the year 2023, been putting my phone down and trying to not necessarily know everything that's going on in the universe, because I really dove in 2020 and 2021 when everything was in shambles and everybody was this and that. And I feel like it took a lot out of me and I don't need that. Like, I would love to continue to be an educated adult who is a productive member of society and who votes accordingly to what they truly believe in and what they have learned. But there's got to be some sort of a balance, because I cannot be going down these dark rabbit holes on Twitter and on Instagram and blah, 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 and conspiracytheory.com. And I had to take a break. I started picking up more books and living in a fantasy land.
Well, the explosion to make you get you out of fantasy land really quick. The explosion was it sounds like a different country. Palestine. Ohio. Anyway, okay. By this river. Okay. Goes next to the Ohio.
Is everybody
river.
Okay?
I believe everybody's fine. It was a train derailment. The problem is that it was 5 tankers of vinyl chloride, approximately 125 gallons, toxic, and they burned it off for cleanup. They burned it off. Okay. And so you're burning hydrogen chloride. It turns into hydrochloric acid, basically, and a toxic gas cloud formed like a 10-mile radius. And then you go over there, and there's like dead fish everywhere, and their skins are burnt.
So not everybody's okay.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know the
details.
I thought you were talking about like death. I don't know if anybody died. Okay.
Well, I feel like a toxic cloud is...
Anyway, so my wife's like, that's pretty close to us. I'm like, we're not that close. But it is, it's crazy. And then you get the balloons. I don't know. I feel like I'm going down a conspiracy pipeline here, but I'll stop.
And that is why I don't pick up my phone. No, I get it, though. I feel like it's easy to spiral. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden you're thinking about this and that. And then all of a sudden I'm like, are we going to make it out? Am I ever going to have kids? Should I have kids? And then it's like, okay, I need to literally just like take a glass of water and go to bed.
Samesies.
I'm really bad at that. And I live alone, so I feel like that's just like dangerous. I started thinking about all this crazy shit and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Reel it on in.
I've been sleeping on the couch for the past 5 days.
Mm. Are you in the doghouse or was there a reason?
No, Cassie doesn't feel good. She's super sick.
Mm.
She's getting better. But I have like all these, I have the Opry tonight.
Right.
I play the Opry tomorrow. Then I have 4 Shiner shows in a row, because we do a special one on Wednesday this week.
Mm.
So, you know, it's just like...
Why do you have a special one on Wednesday?
Can't get sick.
Or is it a secret?
No, it's for... it's an industry night.
Oh.
So we're doing it for TC Group. Now, TC Group, for all those people that come to Nashville, the TC group, they own Jason Aldean's bar, Luke Bryan, FGL House.
Kid Rock?
No.
No?
Kid, the guy that owns Tootsie's, I believe.
Yeah, there's like two. Steve Smith, yeah.
He owns Tootsie's and Kid Rock's and the
Losers, Winners, yeah, all that stuff, yeah.
Anyway, there's so if you ever come to Nashville, you see these bars. There's like, let's just say there's
two main groups.
Yeah, two, maybe three main groups.
Hustling in the streets.
They like kind of own all the bars.
They're probably really poor.
Super poor.
Mm-hmm.
Really small houses.
$12 for a Tito soda.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Times 455 billion that come through.
Our prices here at the Woolworth Theater are pretty good.
I agree.
We're lower than Broadway.
Good for you.
Yeah, you know,
that's the way it should be.
Yeah, you know, I try to get a little leg up.
When people come and visit here, they're like, how do you go out here? And I'm like, I don't go out here. I go out in places that are, you know, I mean, it's still expensive no matter where you go, but it's there's secret cubby holes that are, you know, not $12 for a little tiny Dixie cup of Tito soda. I can confirm.
You know what La Song I'm loving right now?
La Song? Tell me what La Song you're
I'm
going to
tell
right
you
now.
The artist, and I bet you say the right song.
Okay, because it's an active single?
No, because he's... Oh. No, this artist has released several right now. So you have a chance. But Morgan Wallen,
mm-hmm.
Which song of his am I just loving right now?
The one about last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it. That's a good one.
That's a good one, right?
I just cannot believe that this dude is going to release another 36 songs.
Well, you know, strike while you're hot.
I agree. Speaking of making money, that dude's probably shitting $100 bills right now.
He's got a lot of money.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's going next level.
Yeah. Can't relate, but you know what? Maybe one day. I have faith.
Would you go out on tour with him if he asked you?
Yeah.
I think you're going to go Old Dominion. I think the Old Dominion is going to want to keep you for a long time because you're one of those.
Right now, my goal, I mean, this is my oblivious goal because I'm, you know, 3 weeks in, but I made a goal when I accepted this job to run it out for 3 years.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know exactly if that will stick. I know that it will for at least two, but I am a salaried employee for them. So it's not just per show basis. Like they own me, you know, like any job that owns you. I don't mean that in a bad way. So I feel like I would like to
Should I go up to my employees and be like, I own you?
Yeah, maybe not. It's 2023. Someone might get pissed. Yeah, sure. But I would really like to do some sort of European show.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if that's necessarily going to be with Old Dominion or not, but I would love it to be with them. But yeah, I'm just trying to, I've been kind of bopping around the past couple of years and I wanted a little more quote unquote stability, which is super funny to say when you have no stability when you're living on the road. But I feel like, you know, I'm just trying to build my resume, meet as many people as I can. And then one day you're going to wake up and I'm going to run this town and you're going to be like, I knew her when.
I know. I'll be like, hey, I need a job.
Yeah. And I'll be like, honey, come to me.
Come.
I got this for you. Look at all this shit I got going on.
Will you give
and
me benefits?
I have no idea where that's... Hell yeah, I'll give you benefits.
All right, sweet.
That is like the number one thing that I just feel like is important. Bro. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going, but I do know that I like where it's headed.
Oh.
But I do feel like that's a choice.
Yeah.
Like sometimes people are like, oh my God. Like I hate when people are like, oh my God, you're so lucky. Am I? Am I lucky or do I bust my balls and
I only see the
highlight reel on Instagram so you don't know what I'm doing behind closed doors?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it applies to any job. It doesn't have to just be something that's as quote-unquote sexy as touring. There's a lot of unsexy parts to touring, by the way. But, like, you can be an accountant. You can be a librarian. You can be whatever you want to be. The difference, like, the tour manager that hired me for Old Dominion, his name's Tommy, and the thing that stuck out to me and how he, like, hook, line, and sinkered me is a couple things he said to me. One, he's like, I want you to come in and I want you to learn everything you have, and I want you to eventually be better than me. So I like someone who is a leader who isn't going to be like, hey, be the best you can be, but don't you dare step on my toes and be better than me. You know what I mean? That mindset of like, don't come and try and steal my job. It's like, hey, I'm not trying to take your job, buddy. And then number two is that
you need to come work for me.
He's like, you can't afford me, honey. The other thing he said to me that really sold me was, you know, people ask him, what makes a great tour manager? What makes a great production assistant? What makes a great whatever? And ultimately, it boils down to giving a shit. You can be the top dog or you can be the bottom of the barrel. But if you care about what you're doing and you put in the work to make sure that you're the best at whatever your role is, eventually things are going to fall into place. You're going to learn more. You're going to meet the right people. And the path is kind of just like made for you because I live in maybe a fantasy land, but I think that what is meant for me will not miss me, whether it be a job or a house I could buy or a husband or a vacation or my dream car. I don't know. It's out there and it will find me. I will find it because I wake up every day and I look for it and I work for it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What did you do last night after the hockey game?
I went home. I ate an edible and I read a book.
You ate an edible?
Yeah.
What kind of edibles
do Delta you eat? Delta 9. They're legal. Considerate Flowers here in Nashville delivers them directly to your front door.
Edible 9?
Delta 9.
Oh, sorry.
It's like legal weed, basically. But it has like a little bit of THC in it, but it just helps me sleep like a baby. And as you know, my sleep schedule has been, what the fuck is going on there? So
you sleep good with that, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying, though. Like last week when I came back, I stay up for basically 3 days with like naps incrementally when I'm on the road. And then I came home and I crashed so hard. I felt like I couldn't get off my couch for 2 days. And I'm like, I cannot live this life. So this week when I came home, I tried to like bounce right back into a normal sleep schedule, get up at 8, 9 a.m. instead of sleep until noon. So it's been going okay, but man, I don't know. I don't know. I got to figure this out because I know that I'm not going to last on this.
Delta like, nines?
No, not Delta nines. This no sleep and then crashing business.
I'm scared to take any kind of drugs.
Well, like Delta 9. Drug is a very, maybe it's Delta 8 actually now that you're saying
Oh,
that.
See, that's why I'm scared. I'll be no. like, you're like, you took the 9? I meant 8.
No, it's.
No wonder.
No, there is like valuable information on the internet that you can read up on.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, I've never really been a druggie because I was an athlete, so I got drug tested all the time. So I never dabbled. Like people who were curious in college and all that stuff, like I never did that.
Same.
And I mean, melatonin works kind of to help me go to sleep, but then when I fall asleep, I have the most wild, buck wild dreams. I wake up and like sweat and I'm like, melatonin is not my friend. So I discovered these little gummies that are, you know, whatever milligrams, I don't even know, bite it in half, sleep like a baby. All right. Wake up the next day, ready to go.
I miss Abby. This feels weird without Abby. She's usually like
nobody's
making
nobody's giggling.
I know. She usually has like a face or something she's making.
Or she's diligently typing on her laptop like, with yeah, nobody
what are you,
knowing.
What are you typing?
Is it because I'm just not cool enough?
No, I'm just saying. There's like a big spotlight where her chair
we're
is.
Always in like a three-legged race. And right now we only have two legs. It's
I
know. Weird.
I think we're running pretty fast.
I think we're fucking awesome.
I think we're fucking great.
Just kidding. Not really. Anyways, when are we getting your guests that you have lined up for us? When are they coming in?
Well, that's a great question. I think when I see Lainey Wilson tonight at the Opry, I'm going to ask her to come on the podcast.
Okay.
I'm going to ask Scotty, and I'm also going to ask Chase. Okay? So there's three.
Yeah, okay.
There's three right there.
I feel like we have to have a prettier setup before they come in, right?
Well, here's the deal. We don't necessarily have to do, like, now Lainey, we should definitely do on the main stage.
Okay.
Scotty, main stage.
Mm-hmm.
Chase, we'll do in a closet. Yeah.
No. Keep him locked up.
Yeah, keep him locked up.
Will Abby be, I feel like Abby's a big Chase Rice fan. I'm excited to see her sweat.
I feel like Abby's anything over 6 foot fan.
No, she likes not short guys, but she likes shorter men.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like that kid that works right there in the office is totally.
Oh, really? Scott?
Shh.
He can't hear.
Dude, you can hear everything through this.
Oh, shit.
We're right next to their office.
Damn.
Yeah, but I think he has a girlfriend.
He does. I was the one who told you that.
I also feel like you, how many years have you known Abby now? It's been 3 years and you still like, as soon as we saw that kid, mm-hmm. I mean, he's not a kid, he's a man that works at your place. I looked at Abby and I was like, because I knew that's exactly her type. And you were just like, blah, 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 blah. I'm Chuck Wicks, blah, blah, blah. Like, had no idea. Like, you were just like lollygagging. And I'm looking at you like, introduce them, Chuck. And I'm like giving you the stink eye, not you. You're like, hey, Shiners, I'm Mason. And just walked out. And I was like, okay.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I was not picking up on those oblivious. Vibes.
I know. And I was way like, off. Okay. Yeah. Samsonite. Way off.
I didn't see that coming. Oh, did I didn't tell you this?
Squirrel.
So the Super Bowl, we watched the Super Bowl here at the theater, mm-hmm. and we had people, it was a packed house. It was awesome. Right. Guess who shows up?
Who?
Forey. His name is Forey from Yellowstone.
Did you geek out?
Yes.
Did you ask him for a kiss?
I got
with
a
that mustache.
No, I got a picture with him, and he was super, like, if you guys watch, if anybody watches Yellowstone, Forey is the old cowboy with the mustache, the gray mustache.
He kind of looks like Sam Elliott.
Yeah, kind of.
Do you mean kind of? They're pretty similar, my dude.
Yeah, similar. But he's a real cowboy. Lives in Montana. Like, that's what he did.
Did he invite you to Montana? Can I be your plus one?
That would be cool.
Avery probably needs a babysitter, so I should probably go, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Totally.
I mean, you'd probably want to babysit Tucker more than Avery, but.
Right.
Because he's 2 and she's 12. So.
Yeah, but I like hanging out with Avery. She's cool.
Yeah, you guys can hang out and both babysit.
Okay, that's fair. Tucker.
No, but I talked to him and he's like, literally Cassie and I were like, he's just like his character on Yellowstone.
For real?
Yeah, talks the same demeanor. Takes his hat, like he's a real true blue cowboy. Takes his hat off when he's speaking to women or introduces himself to a woman. He takes his hat off.
What is that like?
Being a gentleman, you mean?
Yeah, it's out there. I've seen it.
It is out there.
I believe in it. I'm not a jaded woman who's like, I hate no men. But
I mean,
haven't seen that in a while.
There's something to be said. It's always a nice reminder to me when you meet somebody like that who they were raised genuinely to be a gentleman mm-hmm. to women and just in general.
Yeah.
And it's always like, oh, yeah. Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
I think a little bit goes a long way too. Like, I don't need, you know, like back in the day where they used to say like gentlemen took their coats off and like put them in puddles for women to like not have to step in a puddle.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a little much for me. I don't need you to do that. I'm pretty agile. I can just like jump over the puddle.
But if one of your hot, like if you want a date, right? And this guy, you're like super into him mm-hmm. and he does that though, you're going to be like, I'm definitely blowing this guy.
Jesus definitely, Christ.
This guy's definitely getting the blow.
I do feel like if someone is more chivalrous than someone else, that's like 100% in my book, brownie points.
Yeah.
But there are some women that I know that are like, oh, I don't need him to do that. I can do it myself. And I just like really try not to be that woman.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I can do it myself, but it is nice for someone to like think about you or put you in before them or whatever, you know, like.
I saw a change about, that's so weird. Maybe because I don't know. Before I met Cassie, I was going out to these bars and because I live downtown. So I'd just go there and I'd be like, oh, let me get you a drink. And there was like a 3 week stretch where every girl that I met and I would know them or like, it doesn't matter. It wasn't like a stranger. I would just be mm-hmm. like, oh no, I got this round. They were very adamant about like, no, I can pay for my own drinks. But it wasn't like they didn't want a drink from me. It was more of a statement of saying, I'm a woman, I'm strong, I don't need a man to pay for my drink.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a fine line and people mess with that. And I also think it's personal, like preference. Mm-hmm. If you want to be that girl, go ahead, honey.
Yeah, I'm just not that girl.
I'm like, yeah, I'll take a free drink.
It's like drinks were expensive in that place. I'm like, all right, cool.
But I also think it's, I mean, if they weren't your friends, I would be a little more on their team, because I hate if I'm not like vibing with the guy and he's like, let me buy you a drink. And then it's like, but then I have to, I feel guilty and I have to sit here and continue to talk to you. And I already know I'm not feeling it. And I'm going to feel like I owe you the time or the conversation or whatever. And I think that guys might feel that way back. It's like, well, I bought you a drink. You can't even sit around and talk to me type thing. And it's like, well, I didn't really want the fucking drink. And I was trying to be nice about it. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I cannot stand when men approach women and women are bitches to them, because I think it takes balls to go up to someone and say something. Yeah. So if, you know, they're kind, I mean, if they're being a dick to me, I have absolutely no problem ripping them a new ass, because I will make a grown man cry in public. I do not care. Do not disrespect me. But if you're being nice, I will give you the time of day, even if I'm like, not so much. Hey, who knows? Maybe he is going to be XYZ and I'd be like, oh my God, I have the perfect girl for you. Her name's Abby. She's on the podcast with me. She's a cute little nugget. You would be perfect for her. So you never know. I'm not going to shut that door. It might not be for me. It could be for someone else.
I did think some of her, speaking of Abby, some of her, the way her inflections were when she was singing, mm-hmm. like the quiet parts, they were like, she's got like a sweet, innocent little voice.
Of course, it's Abby.
I know. You just want to like pet her. Yeah, I'd be like, oh okay. My God, okay.
I don't know how she'd feel about
Let's
that.
Let's watch Toy Story.
But Abby's always the... I was explaining to Carmen, who came with me yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was just like, if Chuck could have picked two women that could not be like... Abby and I could not be more opposite if we tried.
Yes.
Yet, we have a lot in common. It's a very weird, like... I don't even know what that, I guess relationship. We balance each other out, but we are super opposite, but we are also very similar. It's just a weird little unexpected friend I've made through this podcast, but I'm like, I get it. I love it. And I'm proud of her.
Yes, I think it's cool.
Fuck yeah. Go Abby.
Fuck yeah.
I just said the F word a lot today. I'm sorry.
Abigail. All right. Before we go, what do you want to talk about? By the way, I listen to Mark Wills and I do like this microphone better than yours.
Oh, really? I stole your headphones today because they extend and mine didn't, and I wasn't trying to break my neck.
Do you like those headphones?
Yeah, I like these headphones, but I mostly like them because I'm not directly connected to that machine and I have to have like a neck crank to sit and talk.
Well, you are directly connected to it.
Yes,
this is a longer wire.
Are you listening?
I see what you're saying.
Oh my God, I will crush you. Anyways, I don't really have anything else to say except for that. I hope everybody's having a great week, and if you're in a funk, you'll get out of it. And what is that thing that's like, if you hate everybody, take a shower. If you think everybody hates you, eat dinner. Like, have you ever seen that thing?
No.
I don't know. Well, I'm going to post it on my Instagram and I hope everybody follows the rules, because let me tell you, it helps.
All right, here's the deal. I hope you had a good Valentine's Day last week by the time this airs. I hope you guys come to Nashville, see Shiners, shinersnashville.com. I hope you see.
Hope you drink Melorosa wine. Melorosa.com.
Melorosa.com. Hey, big news coming, by the way, for Melorosa. Big.
Now or later?
Later.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should just have another Christmas party where we drink too many bottles of wine.
That's fine.
We could have a Valentine's Day party.
But I need to put some in here. Late.
Fuck it. I'm going to ask Abby to take that out. How many minutes is that? I can't say that for
no.
you.
No. Let's just count them.
No.
All right. That's what everybody's going to do. Go back and re-listen to this podcast and count how many F-bombs, Sammy.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, nope.
Oh, you know what? Perfect song for today. Nope, that's not it.
What did I ever do to be the one holding you, spinning you all around in white? Baby, what did you see? Somebody like me when I bought you that drink that night. Don't know how, but somehow. Now I'm the luckiest guy in the room, 'cause I'm the one who gets to get old with you.
Nice. Happy Valentine's Day. Last week.
That's not mine yet. Mine is actually, I was listening to it this morning. It came on very unexpectedly, but I feel like it really defines my Valentine's Day. It's a Michael Bublé song, Just Haven't Met You Yet.
But I just haven't met you
Staying
yet.
Staying positive, everybody. Every pot has a lid.
Yep.
I believe in that.
Every
pot has a lid. My lid's just lost in the back of the closet somewhere in a dark corner, and there's a bunch of shit on top of it, and I just haven't decluttered the pantry in a while, so he's there.
What the heck?
The volume is down, you dude.
Oh, shit.
Here we go.
Better.
Bye.
Love country? Talk to Chuck.
From BBC Radio 4.
Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.